When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I did go back and look at that that play that Bart Scott was describing on SNY yesterday. He's exactly right. You know, Sauce Gardner did not get his hands on Pierce at all at the line of scrimmage, and it took a while for Jalen Mills to get over there, but it happened so fast. And it was obviously game plan by the Colts because they saw it, they knew what was going on, and they figured free release, I can get my guy down the field. It just really comes down to whether or not the quarterback is going to throw the ball where it needs to be thrown. And in this case, unfortunately for the Jets defense, it was perfectly thrown by Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, which he has not done most of the year. I mean, that right there has got to get Jim Irsay and everybody in that Colts organization so excited. He was able to read that, able to figure that out, process it, and make the perfect throw in crunch time. I mean, that's what they've been looking for since the second that they drafted him.
I mean, it's a nightmare scenario for the Jets defense that this kid turned it on in the fourth quarter. You know, he actually had a pretty good first half, too, and then he had a little bit of a lull to start the second half. And then in the fourth quarter, he found his game, and then you could see, as you pointed out many times, especially coming out of that combine, the athleticism and the size of him.
Yeah, and then also on that TD run by Richardson, the one where DJ Reed gets completely blown up. I mean, I saw you looking at that on the All-22 as well. I mean, it's not just DJ Reed. I mean, everybody's just getting...
No, the defense was completely outflanked.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect play call again by the Colts and the perfect player to pull it off. And, you know, he runs like a halfback.
Yeah. I mean, he's sort of... See, I hate saying this. Physically, you can see traits of both Josh Allen and Cam Newton in him, but he's just got a long way to go. Physically, he can look like both of those guys at times when he's playing well.
I mean, look at him in his uniform, man.
He's huge.
He looks like a tight end.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. But he is, he's just got to harness all of that, you know, the emotion, the understanding of the offense, the complexities of NFL defenses, and you know, he hasn't played a lot of games.
Right.
You know,
right.
He ended up getting hurt last year. He does run a lot, which means he does expose himself to injury. But yesterday he had his best game as a pro, no question.
Yeah, Al's take on why Anthony Richardson got the start yesterday was because they thought because they were playing the Jets. And I think there could be some truth to this. The thought that they were playing the Jets and how bad the Jets defense has been and they don't tackle, that you put him in against them because it'll get his confidence up and that'll be the thing that gets him right. Which, if that were the case, it certainly worked yesterday.
So if you remember 3 games ago, this was a game where this kid was running around and he tapped himself out like he were a running back or a wide receiver that just ran, you know, two 50-yard go patterns or whatever.
Yep.
And we've never, ever seen that from a quarterback ever. So they sit him down because I do believe the team leadership council goes to the coach and says, hey, man, we can't win with this guy right now. He just needs to learn. We believe in him. He's just a little bit over his head right now, and Joe Flacco will settle us down because Joe knows the offense, and as we all know, Joe will have moments of brilliance, and then he'll unfortunately fall back into throwing all the interceptions again. So last week, Joe has 4 turnovers. Against who they, I guess, whoever they played last week. Maybe it was the Texans or somebody, or I forget who it was. But anyway, so they decided, you know what? Anthony
the
sat.
The Vikings, right?
Oh, the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
They sat for 2 weeks, or he sat for 2 weeks. Let's bring him back, and let's see what he can do. And hopefully he learned over those 2 weeks, and I think he did.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the embarrassment of tapping out was the thing that needed to get him going. You know, because that was terrible. Everybody was ripping the hell out of him.
I know he wasn't happy when they first announced that Joe Flacco was going to take it over. But I said, look, man, it's a long season. You got a lot of games left. And there is a very good chance that Joe could end up getting hurt. I didn't think that, you know, I wasn't thinking, okay, 4 turnovers later and a loss at home, that they're going to put Anthony Richardson back out on the field. But they did the right thing.
Let's go to Tom, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Tom?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Real quick, we keep talking about how we don't want Rodgers to come back next year and it's going to be so much money and this and that, but if the Jets, they're in a position to draft a rookie quarterback next year, wouldn't it be beneficial to have him sit behind Rodgers for a year?
Yeah, I mean, Tom, the way that Aaron reacted when Jordan Love got drafted really shows her that that's the type of thing that he likes. It is a little bit different now because he's older and we know he's at the end of his career. But, like, Aaron Rodgers is not, like...
And by the way, you
know... He's not going to sit there and groom this kid for the Jets. He has no interest in any of that, if that's what happens.
I think when he first got here, he was trying to help Zach Wilson and, you know, he was trying to teach him how to be a leader and all of that stuff came across... in Hard Knocks.
But Zach was here before Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he came and took his job because he was a failure. It was a different situation. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is there and the Jets draft the guy to be the future of the organization, like, Aaron Rodgers is not going to want... Like, he's going to be thinking, are you really going to bench me if things go poorly and throw this kid in there? Like, well, he's going to be such a pain in the ass about that.
I do know that if Aaron Rodgers does come back here next year, you know, you can't throw him out there with a team that's going to be disbanded. I mean, you have him to win games and to try to win a Super Bowl. So you still have to try to support if he comes. I'm just saying, if he comes back, you have to try to support him to get there, or there's no reason to have him. There's no reason to have a guy of that caliber here if he doesn't have the support around him. But what I think he really needs more than anything, and I think he may not realize this now, but at the end of it all, he may realize just how important Mike McCarthy was to him and Matt LaFleur was to him. He needs a legitimate head coach that's going to take a lot of the pressure off of him.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I agree. And I think that, you know, when we looked at some of those guys in the past, like, wow, you know, they're really lucky to have Aaron Rodgers in his prime. They did a hell of a lot more in making that happen. Now, maybe Nathaniel Hackett was more of a jockey on Aaron Rodgers, but Mike McCarthy and Matt LaFleur certainly were not. Now, I thought of something here because if Woody Johnson doesn't want Aaron Rodgers back and is like, okay, we've had enough of this, maybe he could use his influence in the government to get RFK to bring him in to work for him. Like, think about this. Seriously, RFK, who is going to be the head of Health and Human Services, wanted Aaron Rodgers, seriously considered Aaron Rodgers to be his running mate. So you're telling me that because he's going to, like, think about all the appointments that happen. So, you know, there's going to be a ton of people that are going to work under RFK Jr.
That would really make it like the NFL draft.
Yeah,
because that's exactly what these cabinet picks are like.
Yeah, but so there's going to be a ton of people working under RFK Jr. in that department. What? And then Woody will be like, hey, you know, like, this will be great, Aaron. It's fine. You can go. We're happy with it. You know, but Aaron, of course, is not, you know, the millions and millions upon millions of dollars he's going to get paid next year is something that's going to be tough to walk away from. But, I mean, I don't think that that's a crazy thought that he could go and work for RFK Jr. as opposed to play football next year. Do you think that's a crazy thought? I mean, after everything that we've seen?
Let's put it this way. Regarding him, nothing would surprise me.
Okay.
All right. That's the way I would put it.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, but I think that he, without that money on the table, walks away 100% of the time. But you can't expect anybody who's going to get paid $36 million that's guaranteed if he plays and will not get that money if he does not to walk away from it, no matter how much you've made in your career. I mean, I think, you know, what has he made? Almost $300 million in his career?
Right. Over that, $300 million.
Yeah, that's what I said, about $300 million career.
Yeah.
So, but still, even then, you know, to get that extra 30-something million dollars, it's hard to walk away from unless he feels like he's so done, he's miserable, he keeps getting hurt, like something like that. Like he doesn't want to go through another training camp. I mean, maybe that is the thing that drives him away.
I think a lot of it would be like, who is the next coach going to be? Like, you know, who's going to be here? I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to.
And do they consult him on that? Like, are they still going to bow down to him?
I don't know the actual agreement that he and the Johnson family have. I just want to remind you that he did take less money to come here. Just so you understand that.
Yeah.
And that's something to be lauded and something to be appreciated. And initially he really did want to come here. And now he's unfortunately feeling the effects of not living up to the expectations that, you know, not only did he create, but the Jets themselves created. And I think we created some of that too, at least I did.
Father, we all wanted Aaron Rodgers to come here, and I thought it was an amazing thing that they had pulled off and the way that the team was ready to go. I mean, but, you know, and who knows how it would have worked out that first year if he hadn't gotten hurt. I don't think as well as we thought it has, having watched this year. But, yeah, I mean, it was nothing that they did in getting him here was get him here makes a ton of sense. Nothing they did getting him here I had a problem with, but it's turned out to be a total disaster.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, he ends up getting hurt, and that's everybody back. But I will say this. You know, yesterday, your boy Rich Cimini puts out a tweet, and it's like, this might be the worst Jets offense I've ever seen, and I've witnessed the Kotite and Gase eras. And I actually had to send him back a text.
Oh, you sent him a text? Yeah, he didn't respond back?
I said, we were in our own stratosphere with Richie.
Yeah.
96, I wasn't here for 96, I was here for 95.
Right.
95 was bad. 96 was worse. And that was with all of them spending money like crazy in 96. Well, at least in 95, they had torn down the entire roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a recency bias thing for Rich Cimini. He's probably just wants to hammer this organization right now, which he has every right to do because they've been so bad. But, I mean, but that, you know, that team was 1-15 the year after you left.
Right, like, I know that.
It can't be worse than that.
My team, we had a shovel pass to Sam Mills that ended up giving the Carolina Panthers their first win as a expansion team.
Top 10! You can't.
I didn't do that.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
that wasn't me. But I will say, that was a very declarative statement. And maybe he put that out after the first half yesterday, because the first half was abysmal for their offense and their so-called great players in their team.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.